Under the sea. Down where it's wetter, down where it's better. Take it from me. Oh, okay. Yep. I was right. I'm probably going to cough a bunch, but... Hello! It's 1915 UTC. We had a time change here in the United States. And, well, anyway, sorry, I was a little off. But such is life. Let me play the intro while I SSH a con.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Huh, Z-Shell's having trouble starting. Can I run bash? I can. Alright, let's try and connect to a different host. Nope. This happens occasionally. Z-Shell. I don't know if it's Z-Shell or if it's just my... Oh my Z-Shell. But either way, it makes it so that I can't SSH into... SDF. Let me see if I can go to meta array and then come to the thread that way. Okay, I can get into meta array, so I should be able to do con that way. Alright, there we go. Now we're cooking. Hello, welcome, one and all. It is 1917 UTC. There was a time change, like I said, so we are now in, let's see, it is Central Daylight Time now, CDT. We're UTC minus 5 and living the good life, I guess. Shout out to those in comm who either were not affected or kept up with this stuff. But shout out to Quentin and Claudio M and FFog, OptFX, and the whole crew. DST, we're kicking it. We're working along. I'm using a backup pair of headphones. I took today off of work, but I came back into town yesterday, and glad I did, because I would not have remembered the show at all, so I'm glad to be here. it was just me thinking. I was like, yeah, I think my show shifts. So anyway, I'm updated on my calendar to use UTC, so now it'll be fine. So it won't happen again next year or in November or whenever it happens. But we do have news, so let's get that launched up. There's a lot of deaths to talk about. Death and destruction. Oh, OptFX is going to make some kanji. All right. Okay, well, let's start in Singapore since we're talking about kanji. I don't know. I think kanji... Where's kanji from? Let me know, OptFX. Kanji is from... Oh, it's popular in many Asian countries, so I guess you could get it in Singapore. Anyway, in Singapore, a 60-year-old man is dead. How? Oh, well, he was killed after a tour van he was traveling in collided with a trailer in Malaysia's Sabah on March 11th. The van was traveling along the Jalan Sampurna Tawu in Sabah Sampurna district in the East Coast when the accident happened. It's reported from Singapore Times, so I thought it was in Singapore. My bad. The van was traveling along the highway. In response to queries, the Fire and Rescue Department's assistant fire superintendent told the Straits Times that his team was alerted to the accident at 4:03 p.m., and a team from the Emergency Services Support Unit rushed to the scene. A 40-year-old Vietnamese also died in the incident. Oh, that's so funny. The Straits Times says one dead in the headline, but then it's like there's two people that are dead, but one of them wasn't Singaporean, so he's like... One, two, three, four paragraphs into the news story. Four Singaporeans in the van, including an 11-year-old girl, were injured and taken to the hospital. Their injuries range from brain hemorrhage to an elbow fracture. The van driver suffered from a suspected brain hemorrhage while the lorry driver escaped unhurt. So, there you go. That's what's going on there in Malaysia. Now, mountains. apparently, they're a new danger to people. A family of four, the bodies of five missing skiers have been found in the Swiss Alps. Local authorities are still searching for a sixth person. The huge search and rescue operation was launched on Saturday after the group went missing near the 3,706-meter-high Tête Blanche Mountain. They had set off from Zermatt, home of the famous Matterhorn Mountain, on a ski tour towards Arola along the Swiss-Italian border. Five of the six skiers were found at 2120 local time, 2020 GMT, without any signs of life. Authorities had previously told the BBC that the skiers were all Swiss nationals, from 21 to 58 years old. Local police said teams on both sides of the route were alerted, but severe weather was hampering the operation. There have been high winds in the Alps for some days, and over the past 24 hours, heavy snowfalls. Saas-Fee, a winter resort neighboring Zermatt, is currently cut off by snow. The head of Zermatt's air rescue service told the BBC that the weather was so bad, flying is not an option, with very strong winds, heavy snow, high avalanche danger, and zero visibility. The group may have been overcome by the bad weather rather than struck by an avalanche because they went missing on part of the Zermatt-Arola-Roya route where the risk of avalanche is low. apparently, kanji will cure everything. Quentin was once dead and kanji brought him back to life, which is a very dubious claim, which I guess would be a good time to remind you that all your dubious claims can be answered and very possibly verified during the Dubious Goals Committee, which meets every day at 1930 UTC. That's right, every goddamn day on and on radio at 1930 UTC, you can show up and listen to Anon Radio's Dubious Goals Committee from our dear chairman and friend, Tobe, and sometimes Sergeant-at-Arms Pippa. So definitely check that out every goddamn day. Quentin in the house. Alcor, welcome, welcome. Were your pockets gone through for loose change? If not, you weren't all dead. fun times. So, that's not the only mountain causing trouble, though. A 20-year-old has died after falling 600 feet, or 183 meters, down a New Hampshire mountain ravine while skiing on Saturday. Madison Salzburg, was evacuated after suffering fatal traumatic injuries during the fall on Mount Washington. Are you evacuated if you've suffered fatal traumatic injuries? I don't know. Two of the people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Those people would have been evacuated, I'd imagine. At 6,288 feet, it's the tallest peak in the northeastern U.S. and a popular yet difficult skiing destination. The U.S. Forest Service told U.S. media that Mount Washington and surrounding areas have very steep ski mountaineering terrain and are subject to ever-changing mountain hazards. These commonly include avalanches, open crevasse holes, icy steep slopes, and falling rocks and ice. You know, it sounds like this guy's been married before. Finding crevasse holes and icy steep slopes, falling rocks. Yep, sounds about right. Anyway, while descending into the ravine, he fell and hit his head and face, lost one of his sneakers, and eventually became hypothermic. He was given boots, food, warm drink, proper winter gear, and a headlamp. Just days before, Rangers had to rescue a 23-year-old skier from Kentucky who became hypothermic. That's the one who fell and busted his head up. Stug, welcome. Pointing out, it's like strapping bits of wood to your feet and heading down the side of a mountain is dangerous or something. very true. Very full. Very true. Crevasse holes. Yes, exactly. What other death or injury or destruction can we talk about? Well, if you've ever flown LATAM Airlines, LATAM, that's right, guess what? We got more plane trouble. At least 50 people on a flight from Sydney to Auckland were injured during a mid-air, quote, technical event on Monday. According to an ambulance spokesperson for Hato Hone St. John, the LATAM Airlines flight LA-800, that's Louisiana Alpha, or, yeah, we'll just say that. LA makes me think of Louisiana. LA-800 was met by paramedics when it touched down in New Zealand, and around 12 passengers were taken to hospital. One person is reported to be in serious condition, while dozens of other passengers were assessed and treated at the scene for mild injuries. LATAM Airlines said in a statement there was a technical event during the flight which caused a strong movement. An emergency response of 7 ambulances, 2 major incident vehicles, and a command unit were present on the tarmac. A passenger told NZ Herald that she experienced a quick little drop during the flight from Australia. The Boeing 787-9 flight from Auckland Airport is planned at around 3:38 p.m. local time and was scheduled to continue its journey to Santiago, Chile. The plane landed as scheduled. As a result of the incident, some passengers and cabin crew were affected. They received immediate assistance and were evaluated or treated at the airport as needed. LATAM regrets the inconvenience and injury in the situation may have caused its passengers and reiterates its commitment to safety as a priority. So we'll see what happens. No one mentioned. Okay, see you later, One Vault. Enjoy. Have a good night's rest. Essentially, who knows? Maybe the pilot sneezed while he was holding the flight controls. But either way, not the best of things. Don't worry. More stuff going on in the world to make us worried or stressed out. A U.S. man has been sentenced for murder of a tourist by Germany's Neuschwanstein Castle. We've talked about this a few times. All right. See you later, Claudia Wim. Go rest and get chicken soup. Yep. This guy that killed these two girls, he's going to be in jail for life. That's just an update. A sperm whale has been found dead after being stranded on a Florida beach. Looking at you, Claudio M. A sperm whale who became stranded on Florida beach over the weekend has died, State's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said in a statement. The case was an urgent one for animal preservationists because sperm whales are classified as an endangered species. Dum bum 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 bum. So anyway, that whale's dead. A band has pulled out of the South by Southwest Music Festival over Israel-Gaza conflict. The Belfast band Kneecap have pulled out of South by Southwest in Texas over the arts festival's sponsorship with the U.S. Army. The group is the latest to cancel their sets at the event in protest against the military support of Israel in the war in Gaza. Bye, Claudio M. I thought you'd left. He's back. Now he's leaving. I know. I was just teasing that it was in Florida. Florida man and sperm whale. Bye-bye. Rest up. Japan is going to give $8 million to Egyptian hospitals treating injured Palestinians. They signed an agreement with the World Health Organization to provide funds for critical medical aid to Egyptian hospitals that treat injured people from the Gaza Strip. So I think that's pretty cool. A Thai fruit seller is offering his eye due to financial debt. That's right. A fruit seller in Bangkok is offering one of his eyes for sale because of financial debt. A photo of the 57-year-old man sitting at his fruit stall with a sign that translates into "eye for sale" went viral when it was posted on Facebook by a Thai citizen on March 8th. The photo caption reads, "Feeling sorry for him, saw a person selling fruits at Bang Bon District, who announced he is ready to sell one of his eyes too." In interviews with Thai media, the unnamed fruit seller said he needed money to repay his informal debt, the amount of which was not specified. He had taken out a loan for an investment that failed. Selling of human organs is illegal, with severe penalties for those involved. The Thai Red Cross Society said only organ donations from relatives are allowed. We only got about 2 minutes to go, so I just remind you, Dubious Goals Committee coming up in just a little bit. Stick around for that. Also, Calm is bumping and jumping, so it's definitely worth logging in and connecting and joining in with the discussion. You can press the equal sign in Calm. You can go to adonradio.net, or you can, that's really the best way. Press the equal sign in Calm or go to adonradio.net. You can see the full schedule, including Mix Remix from Harry Larry at 20 hours and Stoke Sauce Radio at midnight UTC. That's 000 UTC. Whew. Oh, man. All right. How much time do we have? All right, we got 30 seconds. Kansas City Republicans were criticized for his dummy mask stunt. Footage posted to social media showed attendees at a party event kicking a martial arts dummy wearing a Joe Biden mask. Poor taste. Enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. That's all the time we got today. Gotta go enlist a Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Dubious gold time, down here. Dubious, dubious, dubious. It's so dubious gold time with Pippa and Toad.